You also in the exhibit have two electronic boards where you're drawing on those with the music of Paganini and also the music of Johnson. So it's kind of neat. Tell us about that.
That was real. In fact, that's one of the most exciting things for me personally that came out of this exhibition. I had seen this film called The Magic of Picasso at the Walker in Minneapolis a few years back, and I was so enthralled by it that I bought the DVD they had of it in the store there. And what it basically was or is. It's by Jean Renoir, and it was made in the 1950s. It's a film of Picasso creating a painting on vellum on this translucent paper from the backside, and Renoir is filming him from the front side, and he has it lit just right, so you can't see the artist, but you can see the marks happening in real time. And I was just totally fascinated by that. So with Andrew at the Figge and myself, we figured out how to do that, and we created our own two little films or little videos on the same premise. Probably a month before the exhibition, I went down there, and one is a drawing of Robert Johnson from the book Black Cat Bone, just a kind of a totally spontaneous freehand line drawing. And the other is a line drawing of Paganini from Black Cat Bone. And then and they happen, they just start in one corner of this white blank space and eventually grow into a very pure, I guess, line drawing of Paganini and of Robert Johnson. And it really worked. I mean, Andrew knew the film that I was referring to when I described it to him, and he figured out how to do it. And it really worked well. And then the cool thing was also that when he set it he set it to music, obviously Paganini on one side and Robert on the other, and he could control the pace of the line exposing itself on the surface. With no artist visible, he could control the pace of that digitally so that it would follow the pace of the music, and that's just I think it's a perfect marriage. I really do. And they're not great drawings, but the way it all comes together is really, really intriguing to me because I'd never done it before. I did maybe two or three or four of each, and then Andrew and I picked the ones we liked the best. And I tried to draw, for example, with the Robert Johnson image, there's a cord that his microphone is plugged into at the bottom of the frame. And so I thought, well, it'd be kind of cool to start this entire drawing with this little string, this little black line coming up from the bottom that eventually becomes the cord of the mic, which eventually becomes the shoulder or the wrist or the hand of Robert Johnson and the cat under his chair and all these interesting things. So it was great fun.